Subhanallah, one day, Wa'il bin Hujr, we're discussing his forbearance, Hazrat Muawiyah's. So Wa'il bin Hujr radiallahu anhu just embraced Islam, being a chief from Hadramaut. His father was one of the kings of Yemen. While being a prince, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prior to his arrival, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave glad tidings to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that in a little while, or in a few days, a prince from Yemen will arrive. يَأْتِيكُمْ وَائِلُ بْنُ حُجْرٍ مِنْ أَرْضٍ بَعِيدًا مِنْ حَضْرَمُوتٍ. Wa'il bin Hujr will be coming to you from far off lands in Hadramaut. Hadramaut is this huge city in Yemen, given that name due to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam passing away there. Allah's beloved then said, طَائِعًا رَاغِبًا. He'll come willingly, desiring the truth, wanting Allah and Allah's deen. And he is one of the few remaining princes of Yemen. And when he arrived, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomed him, brought him close, showed him honor, respected him. And then Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Oh Allah, bless Wa'il and his children. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him over a noble position and then granted him a certain plot of land and sent Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to that area to designate that area for him, giving him the title deed and the ownership of that property. En route, Hazrat Muawiyah said, would you give me a ride? Would you allow me to alight on your conveyance, your camel behind you? Because really the heat is scorching. So Wa'il said that you are not in any comparison to the kings. How can you sit behind me? So Hazrat Muawiyah kept quiet. He said, okay, will you allow me, seeing my shoes had broken, the lace had broken, my sandal, will you allow me to use your sandal at least? So Wa'il then said, "Inta'il dhillan naqa." What you may do is walk in the shade, in the footsteps of my camel. Use that as your sandal. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, that won't help me. But Hazrat Muawiyah kept his cool. And Wa'il also, alhamdulillah, lived years thereafter. And he came to Hazrat Muawiyah during Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's khilafah. Hazrat Muawiyah kept him close and treated him very, very well. And did not show any discontent towards him due to what he did in the past. Because he was new to Islam at the time. But Wa'il did say, I wish I showed him kindness when I had arrived in Medina at that time. But Muawiyah radiallahu anhu did not retaliate despite Wa'il's cold treatment of him radiallahu anhum. There's an interesting report by Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu, who writes to Hazrat Muawiyah complaining that his farm, being next to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's farm in Medina, and Muawiyah's men coming into his farm radiallahu anhum, and he had a complaint about, you know, some intrusion. And he was quite abrupt in his address in the letter. So Yazid, who received the letter, also got worked up. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said to him that that's not how you react to such a respectable person. And he writes to Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu saying, I greet you, O the son of the Hawari of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive me for my people intruding into your property. And please accept my entire portfolio, that entire farm with all its components, as my gift to you. This was his forbearance, subhanallah. In his reign, subhanallah, he manufactured the harbor, the Muslim harbor and the ships. So Muslims could travel much more now via the sea, even though it started under Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. But due to the efforts of Hazrat Muawiyah, and it progressed under Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, establishing harbors, taking Islam far and wide. In the year 54, he engineered a harbor in the land of Egypt as well, 54 Hijri. There's a very interesting report in Sahih Bukhari by Hazrat Ummu Haram radiallahu anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first army of my ummah to traverse the sea acquires Jannah, makes Jannah wajib for them. And the first army of my ummah to take deen and strive to the lands of the Roman Emperor Caesar will acquire Allah's forgiveness. And the lands of the Roman Emperor is Constantinople. Now interestingly, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu led the Sahaba with his wife going via the sea to the land called Cyprus. They took deen to Cyprus. Hazrat Ummu Haram radiallahu anha, in the same hadith, asked Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be part and parcel of those going in Allah's way. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from them. And then when Allah's beloved rested again in her home and awakened with a smile, she asked him the reason. He said that Allah's, I saw my ummah taking deen across the sea. So she asked again radiallahu anha, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua Allah, make me from them as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I saw you with the first of them. I didn't see you this time. And that exactly what happened. And Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu with his wife radiallahu anha, as Hazrat Ummu Haram radiallahu anha with her husband Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu arrived there. That's where she became shaheed as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied. So very important for us is to show respect to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a protective covering for the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhu. When a person violates the seal, he would then transgress further into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And how would they analyze the correctness of one's belief is the respect of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, I have never seen a better leader and a master as a Muslim politician than Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. ما رأيت أحدا قط بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أسود يعني أكثر سيادة من معاوية رضي الله عنه. They asked him, what about Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنهما. He said, Hazrat Muawiyah was the best for his time. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, I have not seen a man more suitable for leadership and politics and kingship than Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair رضي الله عنه says, may Allah bless the son of Hind radiallahu anha. We actually revered him. He was even more brave than a lion in his den. Humal laythu ala barathinihi bi ajra aminhu. But he was still so kind to us. Sometimes we would try and trick him. But he was so wise and intelligent. But he would still, despite us, despite understanding our plan, as our leader, he would give in. By Allah, I wish we had him for a longer span. Meaning, I wish he didn't pass on the time he did. Wallahi lawadittu anna mutti'na bih. Ma dama fi hadha al-jabali hajar. And he pointed to the mountain Abu Qubays. That as long as Abu Qubays stands, I wish the reign and the khilafah of Hazrat Muawiyah would continue. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah said, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, his status, his position is so great. And him and our understanding of Sahaba radiallahu anhum is such that Hazrat Muawiyah is our test. We test people thereby. When we see one look at Hazrat Muawiyah contentiously, وَمَنْ رَأَيْنَاهُ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ شَزْرًا اتَّهَمْنَاهُ عَلَى الصَّحَابَةِ, we would then doubt his belief concerning the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah was asked about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And then his response was, how can I respond about a man who when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited in salah, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, Hazrat Muawiyah's response was, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, a man who stood behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah, how can I grade such a man? He's too great for my utterance. Mu'afi bin Imran rahimahullah was asked, who is superior, more virtuous? Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu an, or Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi? He got upset at the questioner. He said to the man, do you have the audacity to compare anyone with a sahabi? أَتَجْعَلُ رَجُلًا مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ مثل رجل من التابعين. حضرت معاوية is the companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, صاحبه وصهره وكاتبه وأمينه على وحيه. His companion, صحابي رضي الله عنه. He صلى الله عليه وسلم's brother-in-law. He صلى الله عليه وسلم's scribe. And he was entrusted with wahi. Subhanallah. How can I comment about such an individual? رضي الله عنهم. Yes, we all have to be careful. There are those who fabricate lies against this great Sahabi, Hazrat Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. Studied the amazing relationship between Hazrat Muawiyah and Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, radiallahu anhuma. It is amazing. The love for each other, the care for each other, the ikram they made with each other, of each other, subhanallah. And there are those who fabricate to say Hazrat Muawiyah promised after his khilafah he will appoint Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. No, the agreement was after Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Hassan will be appointed. And Hazrat Hassan passed on long before Hazrat Muawiyah passed on radiallahu anhum. And others fabricate that Hazrat Muawiyah would use poison to kill people. That is a lie. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had nothing to do with Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu's martyrdom. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu passed on in Medina Munawwara. Even when Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu asked him, he said, no such thing. How can we accuse someone who is innocent? So Allah give us tawfiq and the understanding. Wa sallallahu ala nabi.